God who makes the impossible possible. I have copied some comments from my NASB study Bible on the story in Jeremiah chapter 32. God told Jeremiah to buy a field outside of Jerusalem. The city had been under siege for a year, and Jeremiah bought land that the soldiers occupied. Certainly a poor investment. In addition, Jeremiah was a prisoner in the palace. But Jeremiah demonstrated his faith in God's promises to bring his people back and to rebuild Jerusalem. After Jeremiah bought the field, he began to wonder if such a move was wise. He sought relief in prayer, affirming God as the creator and the wise judge of all the ways of people. In verse 19 and 17, he says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you, great in counsel and mighty in deed." Trust doesn't come easily. It wasn't easy for Jeremiah to publicly buy land already captured by the enemy, but he trusted God. It wasn't easy for David to believe that he would become king even after he was anointed, but he trusted God. It wasn't easy for Moses to believe that he and his people would escape Egypt, even after God spoke to him from a burning bush. But he trusted God. It isn't easy for us to believe that God can fulfill his impossible promises either. But we must trust him. God, who worked in the lives of biblical heroes, will work in our lives too, if we trust him. Going way back to Genesis, remember how God came to Abraham and told him he would be the father of a great nation through Sarah, and they both doubted because of their age? God told them in Genesis 18:14, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." God told Abraham that the whole world would be blessed through him. He had shown Abraham that he could be trusted, so Abraham never doubted that God would fulfill his promise. He trusted God. In Romans 4:20-21, Paul writes, "Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." At the end of Job's suffering at the hands of Satan, God speaks to him and he humbles himself and confesses, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Job 42, verse 2. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we read the encounter of Jesus with the rich young ruler who went away grieved when Jesus challenged him to sell his possessions and give to the poor. Jesus said to his disciples, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." His disciples then asked him, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus said to them, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." We have seen God move the hearts of the rich and poor alike. I have witnessed my father-in-law and my husband's uncle change from being outspoken unbelievers to being born again. God made the impossible possible. And remember the story in Luke 1? Mary was visited by an angel who promises the birth of Jesus to her. She questions the angel and asks, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel tells her how it will happen and also mentions the miraculous conception her cousin Elizabeth experienced. He ends by saying, "For nothing is impossible with God." She humbly trusted God and entered into His plan. Moses, David, and Jeremiah trusted. Sarah laughed, and Zacharias, if you remember that story, he doubted. Mary submitted. God is able to do the impossible. Hard as it is, He wants us to respond in trust, believing He will work things together for our good. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.